Thou judge me.
All right, welcome back to the Don't Judge Me podcast. Here today with Sir Nigel, House of the Wave Files, from the Dark Gray Triad. Always looking left because I'm not right. I got some big shout outs. My niece's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Grace. And then my main man with the mask plan had a birthday recently. So I'm going to let him share his intro.
You are now listening to the newly 43-year-old Mr. J. Del Negro, the King Virgo himself. If you were able to bear witness to August the 23rd, then you witnessed the day that I was born, as well as some other people who are a little more notable than me. But we're only going to talk about me here on the Don't Judge Me podcast. So thank you, jury, for tuning in to the Don't Judge Me podcast, where it is absolutely your pleasure to make our acquaintance. Mm-hmm. Remember to reach us. You can leave a voicemail at 410-834-1562. You can email us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com, or you can hit Sir Nigel on his House of Wave Files messaging system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me Podcast. Your comments will be shared with other jury members, and you will be judged accordingly. Also, for more content, you can visit our YouTube page and see our illustrious faces. Here's some other before the show and after the show information. It's usually not a lot, but it might be worth it to you. So check that out. Just search for the Don't Judge Me podcast and look for the orange icon. And with that, let's proceed to continue to judge in life. New week, new episode. This is episode 177. How you say that in other languages, I don't know. It don't matter, but this is where we are right now.
Loud and slow. Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
And you add an O on the end. 170, mm-hmm. And you throw up 77.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. And then they understand it.
Of course.
Because racism.
No, I'm about to say, because I swear, like, every person who speaks to somebody who doesn't speak English is like, where do I go? And it's like, that doesn't, if anything, be like somebody in Spanish speaking to me, like, yo quiero, donde? Mm-hmm. I still don't know what the fuck you're saying, dog.
But you can hear them better, so.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can break it down.
Ah, it wasn't at the right decibel level.
Yeah, I know exactly what it was. Had to turn up the dBs.
Yeah.
Comes through a little bit clear. So you know how we say racism for everything?
Of course, because it's a racist world out there.
It's a racist world out there because racism is really the reason for everything. Mm-hmm. Recently, was talking to someone and I would say racism and they were like, well, actually, that's xenophobia. And I'm like, wait a second.
Aliens?
Close. But different. Yeah. But close. But I'm like, wait, listen. I'm not here for the dictionary definition of anything. It's all racist because that's the only thing that matters here.
Yeah.
Racism. They didn't have chocolate sprinkles at Cold Stone. Racism. But they got the rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah, of course.
Racism.
And but you don't even have it in February. See, that's unacceptable. Racism.
No, but they don't have it in February. That is explicit, a systemic racism. They said, we can't give them what they need during the month that they deserve it. We only get 1 month a year and we can't get chocolate sprinkles in February. That's just
if ridiculous. Anything, I feel like aren't all sprinkles, I mean, like, I guess it's just sugar, right? But mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's not hard to...
Listen, brother, I will tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
Please.
About sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
There are different variations, shapes, level of like how the sugar crystals are crystallized and mm-hmm. all kinds of things. There are natural sprinkles. And let me tell you, yes, I saw the face you made. Yes. Sprinkles that don't have the same coating. The coating is natural. So like every ingredient is a natural ingredient. It doesn't have any like, you know, sulfate dioxide or something or, you know, red number nine, and they don't have that kind of shit. And everything is like listed out, and those sprinkles suck ass. How do you make sprinkles that suck by making them natural?
Yeah, I feel like, and maybe this is just me, right? And I'm probably getting some slack off of this, but like, I don't care for sprinkles. I just never tell the difference in eating. Like, I guess the chew part, but I don't actually like, it's not like, the purple sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never like be able to tell what I I just know it's there, right?
And Sprinkles aren't like Skittles. They don't each taste a different flavor. It's just like the pack tastes like this.
But I feel like the ones you just described, you would be able to notice and be like, why the fuck did I just ruin my dessert?
Exactly, because like the difference, the big difference is the size of the sprinkle and the candy coating. So there's no texture or crunch to it. It's softer.
Yeah, that's gross.
It feels like it was grown on a farm with like free range chickens and shit like that. Like,
yeah, I have a problem with that.
It's not a real sprinkle. It is. Sprinkles are little reasons to let you know, like, life is fucked up. Like, sprinkles are just like, there's nothing good in a sprinkle except the taste. Like, it offers no benefit other than it's something to look at and the taste of it. But these natural ones are trying to be like beneficial to you. And it's just like, what the hell is that?
Stuff just shouldn't be made. Like, I understand there's people out there that are like, oh, sprinkles are bad for you. Just don't get them. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you don't need to consume sprinkles on top of your cupcake or ice cream. Like, you don't need that. I mean, yes, it's a bonus. It looks beautiful, but it's not required.
I just realized there was an area of life where sprinkles have been ignored, but should be absolutely incorporated. Sugary cereals. You should be able to pour yourself a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Milk, cereal,
pour sprinkles in that bad boy. Take it to a different level.
Yeah, take it to sugar too. It looked pretty. It would probably
just a different level.
Milk would look amazing.
Different.
That milk would probably hit. Cereal. That milk would hit. You know how you drink that sugar milk afterwards?
Listen,
that junk, you probably be buzzing.
That is a 5-hour energy in a bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
I've never thought of sprinkles before in my cereal until this very moment. I don't eat cereal, but as a kid, if I'd have had sprinkles in the cupboard, I would have had it in the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
To my cereal.
I feel like that's when you know, like, I feel like that's one of those, like, I feel like that's something you would see, like, in a rich person's house. You know what I mean? Like let's just say, like, you're camping or you're at, like, you're on a company retreat or something. Mm-hmm. And the CEO comes out, like, y'all want some cereal? What are you doing? Or, like, one of those TikToks where it's, like, life hacks. And it's, like,
Like, no one's ever life hacked the sprinkles in the cereal. Like, I haven't seen that.
That does sound delectable. I would enjoy it.
It just sounds like, why haven't we done this before?
Yeah.
If anyone out there has done this before, tell us about the sprinkles in the cereal. It has to happen. I don't eat cereal, but I do eat sprinkles.
Yeah, man, I think it's a win-win. Instead of adding, like, sugar, you just add the sprinkles, and then it naturally breaks down. So, I mean, it gets sweeter and sweeter the longer you eat it.
Sprinkles and sugar, everybody. Sprinkles and sugar.
And it gives you that crunch too. So, like,
I think it's here first. It's the biggest win that could ever be recorded. You heard it here first. Sprinkles and sugar. And cereal.
I like
sprinkles are sugar.
I like it. Yeah, but I feel like natural ones, just stop. Like, I didn't come here. Like, I don't know. Some stuff I'm just like, yo, you didn't like.
I didn't come here to be health conscious. I came here to have sugar.
I didn't come here to be health conscious. I came here to fuck shit up and gain weight or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I need a healthier version of this deep fried pizza. Mm-mm. Do you like?
Nigga, they gave us gluten-free sprinkles. Like, they did that.
Like, chill out. Like, I get it. I mean, like, sometimes I know there's dietary restrictions where you just can't. Mm-hmm. But not cause
just avoid. You know, just do something else.
Yeah,
I feel like you haven't shared if you watched any ridiculous. Oh, I saw Fast X, and I never got to tell you I saw Fast X, and I took my kids to see Fast X.
Magnificent, wasn't it?
So. I haven't seen a Fast movie since we saw Fast 7?
7, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because that was a submarine one where he caught the...
With the rock. So I think it was 7.
That was the last Fast movie I saw. I haven't seen 8 or 9.
Like, you didn't really miss much.
So I'm going back into it, especially in the theater experience. Like, I want to take my kids because they've seen none of them. So this is their introduction to the Fast series.
So that's
Fast X.
Okay. That's interesting because then they'll see the first one and be like, I don't understand how we got here.
I don't even know if they're going to go back to that, especially my youngest. Yeah. My oldest might. He has discernment and may want to look into things. But I had so much fun. Like, my disbelief level was just like, wait a minute. That ball rolling through Rome is like 6 tons. And his little supercharged challenger is just going to bump it and redirect it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a good time. And the only cringe moments in the entire film were whenever Dom and Letty got intimate, when they wanted, in the beginning, when they wanted to have some alone adult time. I was like, no, they're like brother and sister. They don't really do it. They don't. He's got kids with other women. Like, because no one believes that they have sex.
No. Like, you kind of forget about it until they start it. And it's like,
that's
like, really could just be like the tomboy of the group. Like, she doesn't have to be romantical with anybody.
Yeah, like, that ain't her son. Like, we get it. Like, she's not really into that, and that's okay. And Dom and her is just like, yuck. That's like just some yuck stuff. Like, nah, just be cool. Yeah, I don't need romance. I just need to be out here fast and furiously. The part that really messed with me was they killed John Cena for no reason. Like, they just...
Well, allegedly, right? Come on, like, look, Gal Gadot came back. Spoilers.
How she died in her movie? How she disappeared?
She was on... they were on this long-ass airstrip, and she was like, Han, good luck. And she, like, jumps off with she, like, flies off with the plane or something and hits the runway going 100 miles per hour and had no scratches on her, and
we only saw her from the waist up, so maybe she has like robot legs.
She has a Chevy silver Cavalier legs and shit.
Definitely, she's definitely got the electric scooter bikes for the bottom half, because she's gluten free.
Everybody's came back, and like they yada 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 over the fact that they haven't been around.
Yeah, that was that
like
was
Han amazing. When he came back, it was like, where you been? Like, you just died and didn't talk to nobody. I've been doing things. Okay, yeah. Cool, I guess. Gal Gadot, where you been, bitch? Like, we were supposed to move to Hong Kong together. Like, that's why Tokyo Drift existed. Yeah, I've been doing things. I'm sorry, what?
She was piloting the submarine and knew exactly where to come out at.
Yeah, because that's what you learn when you race cars. drive a nuclear-powered submarine.
The other part that got me was just like, so like, they're in these vehicles doing all kinds of shit, right? Running into walls, running down a dam with the fire explosion coming behind them, smashed into the side of a building. No one ever says, ow.
No.
Like,
no one says, ow.
Niggas' backs should be broken. Like, necks at least stiff.
Yeah.
You know, like a shoulder injury or something. No one ever says,
the last part when he drove down the dam, like, no blood, nothing. Now, I'm sorry. Look, I've hit my car on a curb, and that shit has been unfunctional.
You ever hit a pothole you couldn't avoid? Like, no. Or you're driving over a part on the interstate where they resurfaced, and they put, like, you're normally driving on asphalt, and they resurfaced cement, and then you hit that joint, and it just drops down a little bit, and it's like, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I feel concerned for my car.
As you should. And the one thing that also gets me is the mathematical implication of a lot of these jumps onto moving cranes and then being able to just get off the crane and continue moving on. Like, it's a hook, right?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The car lands on the hook. How do you get said car off of hook and continue to drive?
Nitro.
That's literally what and then not to mention the helicopter jump. Like, bruh.
Turbo, Mopar, yeah. Mopar. That's, they have Mopar parts, so it allows them to navigate.
Yeah, but tuning. The John Cena joke did get me, and then it was like, Susie was like, "Hey, I got it, Unc. I'm gonna go in the back." I was like, "You kidnapped. You might as well be." I was like, "That's lazy writing."
It was cool. It definitely wasn't like a great movie, but it was cool. My kids loved it. Like, yo, this is nuts.
No, it is. It's crazy.
No, just. It's just,
I'm watching the next one.
It's just you playing. But here's the thing. Like, how old is the kid going to be? Because it wasn't like they filmed it already. The kid's going to be like he's gonna 17 be by man. The time they come back.
He's like, yeah, Dad, you waited 10 years to pick me up from Jason Momoa.
Vin Diesel is like 56, 57.
He is, actually. I looked it up the other day.
No, Jason Momoa, like, he did his thing.
No,
like,
he was a gem.
The best part.
Oh, he was a gem. Man. He needs to be a villain more often. Like, that character was amazing.
He was like a mix between like Heath Ledger's Joker and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's perfect, spot on. Like, he was very diabolical.
Yeah, just like I didn't like the beginning when they stole the safe and they were doing the backstory. He ended up in the ocean. I was like, that shit is contrived like hell.
Yeah,
he just so happened to be there. No one, like, he was always hiding behind a pole and no one saw him. And what was that, Fast Five? No one saw him in Fast Five.
No
one. Like, he's just always like,
they didn't need to do this. They literally just had it where he got a phone call and was like, wait, what happened? And then, like, literally, that could have been the backstory. Like, they did not need to, like, CGI or, like, you know, add him in there. It's like, you didn't need to do that. But I do hate the fact that they ended like a fucking sitcom. Because I was like, well, how much more time I got? And it was like credits. And I was like,
and they're just looking like,
I really was like, yo, wait, I know. I was like, they can't have much time. Like, how are they going to end this movie? Did not know it rolled right into a sequel. And I was just like, okay, well.
It was about to get blown up, but we got to wait to see if the explosion happens. They're not going to kill a kid. So.
No.
And then, like, the heel turn of the, I don't know, was he FBI, CIA?
Yeah, whatever the guy was, yeah.
You know, that was supposed to be Keanu Reeves? That was supposed to be the character he was going to play.
I did not know that.
I would have loved Keanu Reeves in that role because, like, that guy is just like, all right, muscles, like, no one gives a shit or believes you or likes you. Like, this is nothing.
I like the fact that he's still acting. I think his name is Alan Richman or something like that. He was in Blue Mountain State, and that's where I first saw him.
Okay.
And he did the Jack Reacher TV show, which was pretty good.
Right, right.
He's been in random stuff, but this is, I guess, is like finally, like, kind of, I don't want to say blowing up, but like, he's been around for a very long time, but he hasn't had any, like, good roles. And given this was a very loose,
this was not a good role,
but like, it still was just like, oh, I'm happy to see him. But it did take me out of it because I'm like, you don't really fit this. You're taking this too serious. Like, this is a, like, you see him and you see like Tyrese, and it's like, all right, you need to relax, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, it seemed like he was taking it too seriously.
So I will say, I am looking forward to The Rock's return.
Is he coming back?
Well, he was in the end of it where they set him up to take the fall because then Jason Momoa's character, after he went after Dom, he went after The Rock's character too.
What, like the end credits?
Yeah. There was an end credit scene. So you didn't see that?
I watched it in the movie theater.
Yeah. So The Rock, he was investigating something and he walked into a spot and it was the same like TV setup and we've got this thing. He's like going to blow up the place or something. I don't know. But then he pulls off his mask and it's The Rock. And he's just like, I'm about to kick some candy at whatever the fuck The Rock says or something like that to imply that he's coming in. I'm about to kick some bitch's candy ass or whatever The Rock says.
Yo, that is spot on. So, hilarious. And now I need to find the ending. Mine cut right off. So I didn't get to see that.
So I would say,
for me, I guess. I did not know that.
I would say they just need to bring in Kevin Hart for the final one and let The Rock and Kevin Hart do their thing.
Yeah. I can't think of who else they can add, to be honest.
I mean, every actor in Hollywood is in the fucking movie, so.
Pretty much at this point.
That's why the budget was $350 million, because they had to pay the salaries of these actors.
I mean, honestly, though, I feel like that type of movie, like, it's, because I mean, honestly, even look at like Tyrese, the Han, the Ludacris, like, did you really need to pay them? Like, they were really
in the movie. Khan didn't do anything at all.
No. I think he, like, was eating stuff. Like, he got high in the store. What's her face? Bay. I don't forget her name. The hacker girl. She didn't really do much. Jason Statham didn't do much.
Tyrese always does much because he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
He had money taped to his body for whatever reason. It's just like,
but you know, honestly, I can't say that I'm mad at him because it was like, yeah, I mean, you guys are dealing with people stealing money on a very frequent basis. I probably would keep money on me as well. Like, I mean, like, I feel like them getting their bank accounts wiped out, I feel like wasn't a first time thing. Like, right. Like, I feel like they have dealt with that type of scenario before. So it's like, yeah, I need to make sure I keep at least $1 million on me. Maybe. I don't know.
It's nuts that Tyrese and Tyrese and Luda have been around since Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ja Rule
was in the first one. And he was essentially Ludacris's character. But Ja Rule didn't want to come back.
Yep.
And now, Michael Healy was in the first one, too. And it was just like, yeah, niggas ain't know what they was getting into. They was just like, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job. And
they didn't keep it up.
It ain't turning into something
the
big.
That, I guess the guy who was in Brazil or whatever that was doing the racing, mm-hmm. And then blew up. He was like in four of them. Like, he's a side character.
He's not anything anymore. No. Well, who knows? Yeah. He can always come back, right?
I mean, look, you almost got to see the dead body. Like, if you don't see the dead body, you coming back.
Or they'll just make up a contrived story about how that wasn't really him. That was.
Yeah, I carry skeletons on me. Disfiguration.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Speaking of skeletons. Jason Statham and Han, it was just like, I know you came to kill me. And it was like, nah, I didn't, dog. Like, why would I walk? Why would I knock on the front door? Like, what?
Speaking of skeletons, just in passing, I was driving down, 395 and went past the Pentagon.
Okay.
And I said out of my mouth, because this is the type of person I am, I wonder what side got hit by the missile. And the person was like, the missile? When did the Pentagon get hit by a missile? And I said, September 11th? What are you talking about? And then they said,
plane, right?
They said it was a plane. And I was like, all right, where are the bodies? There were never any bodies that were recovered from the Pentagon.
No.
There was never a fuselage. There was never any damage from the wings. It was just a hole that got smaller the further it went in. But where did they shoot the missile from? From the other side of the direction that it hit on that side of the building. That's where they shot the missile from. And that has nothing to do with anything, but you saying bodies just made me think of that. Like, there were never any bodies.
No, never is.
And they don't burn up. Bodies don't burn that way. You've got to have consistent heat. Or a considerable amount of time.
They might be a little crispy, but yeah, they ain't just going to evaporate and turn into dust.
Yeah, and jet fuel burns up quickly. You need a lot of jet fuel to keep that fire going.
Yep.
So, and that's been your conspiracy segment of the Don't Judge Me podcast. The views expressed here are certainly J. Dunn Negro's, and Sir Nigel does not agree. But if he does, he would share it with us. But as long as
you don't judge us, conspiracy theory.
As long as you don't judge us for it, we don't care anyway.
I've heard some wild and recent ones.
All right. So what kind of conspiracy theory do you have?
Well, they said that the more recent one I heard, which I know is not true, is that they released the UFO information to justify laser attacks to Hawaii.
So Hawaii was hit by lasers? And that's
by aliens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they know why the aliens? No. Okay.
Okay. And I was just like, okay, well, I could maybe see some parts of that conspiracy theory maybe being a thing. But you're saying aliens just didn't fuck with Hawaii? It was like, y'all don't like the way they cooked that pig on the ground, bro. Welcome. Like, no, no. Mm. I can't see
why. Hawaii. Aliens in Hawaii.
Yep.
Okay. The latest conspiracy theory I heard was Marjorie Harvey, Steve Harvey's wife.
Okay.
She cheated on him with the cook. And if you know anything like I know, she not going to fuck a cook. He ain't got no money. No. He worked for Steve.
Yeah.
That don't even make sense, but it's spreading all across the internet. There's no sources that are claiming this. It's just like it started from a tweet. And then one of those aggregate pages decided they wanted to share it. And they've got Pop in their name. So they're legit, like, Pop stuff, Pop margarine, whatever. So that's the latest conspiracy, that Steve Harvey's wife is cheating on him with the nigga that cooked the grits.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't believe that one either.
I mean, when you find out anything happened, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, but that's on Steve at that point. Why would you hire a GQ,
a fine ass chef,
fine ass male chef with a six pack
who doesn't cook with a shirt on? Like, he's always like, yo. Chest naked. He wears the I don't know what you call their shirts, but he never buttons it.
No.
With a scarf around his neck and the hat.
Just yeah, any extra oil he just rubs on himself, like, you know what
I'm saying? Like, he fries the bacon and leans into it so it pops up on his chest.
Yeah, that's on you, Steve. Like, I mean, you shouldn't be hiring no one. should be hiring sexy staff to do shit at your house. If I want a gardener, he need to have a gut. Oh, sure. This is my son. Fuck your son. Your whole family gotta be trifling. Maid service, trifling. Everybody trifling. I don't need nobody looking sexy over this gym.
I need everybody looking regular. I need you all to reflect what's happening in the real world. We are all fours out here. I need a bunch of fours and below working for me.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be cuter than me if you're
working. I need that daily dose of self-confidence boost by hanging out with you. That's how ugly I want you to be.
Well, I mean,
Jay, you're so ugly. I must look good. Like, I need that thought to happen every day.
I feel like just coming out to see them work, and it's like, that's right. I'm better than you. That's yeah. Just I'm better than you, and I look better. I look better. My teeth are better. Everything's better. Carry on. I appreciate you, but I'm better than you.
And going back, put some sprinkles in my syrup.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Go back upstairs.
My fat ass chef is offering me cereal with sprinkles in them. It's like that. That's yeah.
Say when, please. I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. Like the Parmesan, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
I'll let you know.
Keep going.
More sprinkles.
Keep going.
Yo.
You have the chocolate ones too? Yeah.
Yeah, because no, we keep that thing on stock.
Like pour those in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ordering. Someone shared something with me and I want to ask your opinion. This is from the land of Reddit.
Okay.
And it's the Am I the Asshole Reddit board. And this is a poster that was shared with me today.
I love that board.
Am I the asshole for being honest with my girlfriend when she asked a question about the birthday cake she made me? And I'm going to read. I, 34 male, had a birthday just yesterday, and my girlfriend, 36 female, offered to bake me a cake. I told her that I would prefer a chocolate cake, devil's food, with chocolate icing and nothing fancy. She's usually a great baker, and I guess she thought that wasn't sophisticated enough or something. She instead baked me a chocolate cake with vanilla icing between two layers of cake, then surrounding in chocolate frosting. So just to clear it up, he wanted all chocolate. Instead, she decided to do chocolate with vanilla between two layers of cake, then surrounding them in chocolate frosting.
See, vanilla, I feel like, is one of those frostings that need to be by itself. Like, you can't really mix vanilla chocolate and chocolate icing. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. they are distinctly different.
Mm-hmm.
And the mix, I can see being very bad. But I love vanilla frosting, but I also can enjoy chocolate frosting, but I would never combine them.
Well, the girlfriend did, and he said, the cake was fine, but I was disappointed because this is not what I wanted. She must have noticed and asked me if I was disappointed, so I was honest with her. Yes, I was disappointed. It wasn't the cake I asked for. I said, if I wanted vanilla in the cake, I would have asked for vanilla in the cake.
Yeah.
I didn't make a scene. I didn't pout. I even ate half of the slice of the chocolate part. She got upset with me and said, but I've made vanilla cake before and you liked it. I pointed out that I don't mind vanilla icing, but it's not what I wanted for my birthday. Her feelings were hurt and she even pulled a, I'm not going to make you any cake next year, to which I replied, I will order my own and get my money back if they don't do it like I want it. Apparently, that was the last straw.
That was the icing on the cake.
It was the icing on the cake. She asked me to leave and later texted me that I embarrassed her in front of her kids and now she won't reply to my messages. He closes it out with, I think birthdays are important things. And I feel like I was honest with her when she asked me. I didn't want to lie about it. My friend told me I should have been more grateful that she made me a cake at all.
No.
Especially one that I've eaten and liked in the past. Maybe I overreacted a bit, though I didn't feel like I did, and I hope to get a second opinion. Am I the asshole here?
No, not at all.
Before you answer that.
Sorry. Take it back.
I want to know. What sign do you think the boyfriend is?
Oh, astrology sign?
Astrology sign.
I'm going to say Sagittarius. That's like something I would do.
It is absolutely a Virgo. That is the Virgo in him talking that he would say to her, nah, I ain't like that shit, though. I mean, I'm going to eat it, but I ain't like it. Yeah. you ain't got to make one for me. I'm going to just go ahead and buy my own and then return the shit. A Virgo will eviscerate you when you're asking their feeling and then you get mad with their response. A Virgo will try to destroy you. But is he the asshole?
No, not at all. I don't think so. It's just because he asked for something specific. Like, if I told you I want to do this on my birthday, then you plan something else, like, you're not listening to what I'm saying. And it seems like it's a red flag. And honestly, like, you set the expectations. Like, this is what I'd want. And then she got mad because she did her own thing. But it's like, I'm telling you exactly what I want, and you're doing your own thing. So, yes, I appreciate you the effort, but you're not listening to me, which makes me feel less value because, I mean, you didn't listen to what the fuck I asked. You didn't
listen to what the fuck I asked.
And you just did your own thing. And her justification is like, well, you like this. Okay, well, so? It's like me. It's like, you know, let's say you want a necklace for your birthday. And what I do for your birthday is pick you up Chick-fil-A. Well, you like Chick-fil-A. It's not what you asked for.
Well, if you thread together the nuggets and
I guess, yeah, but neck. It's like, you know, that doesn't work. Like, you've eaten the day before. Like, yeah, I have, but it's not what I asked for. You asked me what I want. I told you what I want. You decided to make your own rendition of it. You're an asshole. You didn't listen to me. And that speaks volumes for long term. If anything, she's doing you a favor, dog. Delete her number, move on.
Wow. Cold-blooded. I think two things can be true. He had the right to feel disappointed. And he probably took it a little too far with however he explained things to her. There is a way, and I don't, you know, we don't know these people. We're just saying whatever. But there's a way to let people know without eviscerating them. When he said, I'll just get my own cake and then take it back and get my money back.
That was extra. But she set herself up. Like, it's like, well, fine, I will never make a cake for you again. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just go buy my own.
Please don't do that. No, make a cake. Please, no. It's just,
no.
I love your cake so much. Make another cake.
It's like, look, if you want to say, like, finite, I hate when people do finite stuff like that. Fine, I'll just never do it again. So you don't see in the future with us, because that means for the rest of our lives, you never plan on making a cake for me. Now, I understand you're upset because I gave you some honesty and you don't like it. But is that really your stance right now, that you never plan to make me a cake ever again? Then he was like, well, I guess I'll buy my own cake. But then the extra comment of...
He had to just
get to it. Then I'd return it if they fuck it up, which you did. That probably could have gone unsaid.
He's basically like, I ate your shit, though.
Yeah.
I ate your shit. Anybody else, I just would have gave that shit back. Like, no, I want my money.
Yeah,
back.
It's like, at least I attempted to try to enjoy it.
At least I attempted
but to even then, it's like
vanilla bullshit.
But the thing is, like, you know, if somebody asks me specifically, they want to do something, and then I did something different, and then I ask them what their views are, and they say, it's not what I anticipated, I can't be upset. Like, you told me what you wanted. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's an asshole. I think, yeah, that last comment was probably a little above and beyond, but at that point, it was pretty much... And you're probably just responding to her saying, like, I'll never cook for you again. And it's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go to a store.
You can't have the last laugh. You cannot have the last word. I must come in and destroy you.
Yeah. he chose to be a victor.
Yeah.
And she became the victim
at that moment.
But it's his birthday. So, I mean, honestly, like,
He earned it. It's his day. It's his day. Have you ever given a gift and so, you could tell they didn't like it? I have given gifts, and I could tell the person who received the gift did not like it.
No, but it's just I'm usually spot on with gifts. I put a lot of thought into gifts, but my problem a lot of times is it backfires. Is that I don't know what to get you because you're so thoughtful about your gifts, and so then I don't get anything, and I'm like, that sounds like I just got played out of a gift.
But you played yourself.
Yeah, so it's just like, I guess, but I try to put a lot of thought in the gift, so like. It's usually something that the person said. Like, there's definitely been some correlation. There's definitely a connection between my gift and what that person has told me at some point in their lives. I try. But, I mean, I'm single too, though. So, I mean, I guess it don't mean shit. So,
They don't even matter because I ain't got no bay to give it to.
Yeah. So I'm out here doing gift cards and shit to bitches now.
Coincidentally, the person that I gave the regretful gift to just called my phone as I said that. And I'm just like, yeah. They heard me talking about them. They're watching on the YouTube live. Like, wait a minute.
That was my gift.
I like that gift. Maybe. Don't you go saying that. No, they didn't
like I've never been giving gifts where I'm like, what is this?
But as a kid, the Christmas gifts and stuff that you get from the relatives that you don't know, the burlap sweaters or corduroy pants or just whatever the fuck you get, Jordache sneakers or whatever you used to get. And you're just like, mm-hmm. I wanted a robot with a blaster. Like, what the fuck is this GoBot piece of shit?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have received gifts that I have never opened before. I was just like, I ain't going to do nothing with that shit.
I mean, I know my mom is infamous for giving me stuff that I'm like, what is this, mom? And she was like, I'm just like, I'll take it. I always take it. And I try to incorporate it into myself because then it's like, it was a thought. I don't know what the thought was, but it was a thought. So let me try to incorporate it into my life. But it usually never really works out or pans out because it's like, this would be something that you would enjoy. Don't assume I would enjoy it. So. Yeah. It'll be like some sort of like African figure or something. I'm like, mom, I don't even have this scheme in my house. Like, why would you buy me yellow? I don't have yellow in my house. So now I need to incorporate yellow somewhere in my house and I don't know where to put it.
Yeah. I think the vital part you said there is just because you would enjoy it doesn't mean I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like that's for you, not for me. You were thinking about you when you did this. You weren't thinking about me.
Yep. I remember one time a girl took me to the, not a Renaissance fair, but like those, I don't know if it still is around. You know where you go and you eat off a plate with your hands.
Medieval times.
And she was like, "Yeah, I planned your birthday." And I was just like, "Okay, what are we doing?" And she was like, "We're going to see Medieval Times." I was like, "Why are we doing this?" She's like, "Well, I wanted to go." And I was just like, "So this isn't about me at all.
This is about you. This is about what you wanted.
This is you being able to go by using my birthday as a means."
Yeah,
it's just
what gets you all there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like I don't care for this.
Did you at least get a cart?
Honestly, I can't remember.
Did you at least get some jump? Did you get some jump?
Oh, probably.
Medieval jump. Did you get in it with your hands and
I probably would have. I would assume I would have gotten in there with some jump.
Some jump and chicken.
Especially at my birthday. Rice. Yeah, I'm not to be like to sound very like Greek, but I almost expect at that point, like
is it a wrong expectation? If you have a special lady in your life and it's your birthday, should men expect jump for the birthday?
I mean, hopefully you're getting it on a more regular basis, in which case, you're not having to wait for your birthday to get it. But I also know that in lives, I've heard people talk about it and they'd be like, yeah, I might get it once a month. And I'm like, geez, I don't know. Like, that sounds sad, bro.
Shouldn't birthdays be like special edition jump and like something? In like the silver foil kind, like you get the.
Well, it shouldn't be the only thing, though. It should not be the only thing. Like jump should be bonus. But also I feel like if we went out, because I love Fogo de Chao, it's an all you can eat meat place, right? I don't want jump after eating meat.
No, you want the jump for the meat.
Yeah. Like, give me an afternoon delight, and then I can jump into the Fogo.
Speaking of meat, what brand of restaurant? And we didn't name this restaurant on last week's episode when we were doing the superlatives. But what brand of restaurant is the most ill-forgotten restaurant brand, period, fast food?
Hardee's?
Close. Arby's.
I was going to say Arby's, but then close. I feel like their commercials are just on point. I haven't seen a Hardee's commercial in a long time, but
we have the meats. Man. That just made me think of it.
I don't think I've ever actually eaten there, so maybe
Exactly. Arby's just bought Subway. For $7 billion with a B dollars.
Well, how'd they get that money, bro?
Exactly.
You know what you mentioned it before about them being like a front for them and mattresses.
Mattress web. Yep. It's the same drug front. They just the dirty money. They also own Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's wild.
Arby's owns Subway.
And Buffalo you have the Wild meat. Wings. They have the meat. They have the deli meat. They got the deli meat now.
The whole time. Subway just did this whole rebranding to try to compete with Jersey Mike's with the slicing the meat in the store itself and whatever. And then they got bought out for $7 billion. I didn't think Subway was worth like $300 million. Because anytime you go on the Subway, it is an afterthought. Subway is one of the few places you go into, and you're just like, nah, this line too long for Subway. Fuck that. And it's just two people there.
Yeah, but the thing is, also Subway, every time I've eaten there, I've always regretted it afterwards. Like, it's always like, Burger King, why did I eat that? Yeah. Like, was that really my only option? Like, I should have just not eaten anything. And then I think where they probably are worth the money is because, you know, they do that foot long. But those shits ain't foot long.
It's just like, it ain't been the same since Jared diddled those kids. You know what I mean?
You know, I looked it up the other day. He comes out this year. Oh, not this year, really? This decade, 2009.
Hold up. Arby's also owns Dunkin', as in Dunkin' that Donuts.
That is impressive. Yeah, the Arby's is a conglomerate, yo. They own Dunkin'.
Work Capital is the name of the conglomerate.
Buffalo Wild Wings and now Subway.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Subway said Thursday that the sandwich chain will be sold to private equity firm Work Capital. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed earlier this week. However, the Wall Street Journal reported that Work was offering around $9.6 billion with a B. For Subway.
That's crazy.
$9.6 billion. Arby's owns, hold up, they own Baskin-Robbins, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, Dunkin', and Sonic.
Yo. That's a lot of name brand jumps. Jimmy John's and Subway? Like, Quiznos, watch your back, bruh.
Quiznos doesn't really exist. It's like one in the area.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. Quiznos got me when they first came out. Remember that rat that they had as their mascot?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, who approved this? And I never, like, it took me like 10 years before I tried a Quiznos sandwich. And I was like, I wish I had waited longer. Like it wasn't phenomenal. It was just, I guess, cool because they toasted it. But then Subway started doing it. So it was like, eh. But it never was like a great... I think the only thing that was cool with them was like their cookies, which was okay, but...
So let me tell you the Quiznos locations near us. BWI Terminal D.
Jesus.
Rivertown Commons in Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Yo, Ninja Town? Okay.
Lockraven, which is in Towson, Maryland.
And the those are already set, bro.
Towson's fine. Towson's fine.
Yo, but all those are far. Like, I mean, like
the very next closest one, University of Delaware.
Yeah,
that's it.
You got literally Oxon Hill. You got an airport, and then you got Towson.
Yes, that's it. That is it.
Yeah, no, they went okay. So they are already
Rivertown Commons and Ninjaville, as you called it, because we know.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I've been calling that joint Nigga Town since high school.
So let's see what stores are in Rivertown Commons.
I know there's a Target, there's a Cleaners, there's a
AMC Rivertown Ross. 12.
Yeah,
a Dollar Tree, yep. Pizza Bowley's, Oxon Hill,
Safeway,
Subway. There is a restaurant called Soul Food. Nigga. It says Kmart. There is a Kmart in Rivertown. Hey, that's what it says here.
It's Target. But yeah, that's funny.
Mid-Atlantic Seafood, IHOP, Checkers, so you know you're in the hood. Mm-hmm. Sports Zone Elite, Thirsty's Wine and Spirits, National Wig and Beauty, Little Caesars, Rainbow, Wells Fargo. Yeah, Wells Fargo just had another problem where users couldn't access their accounts on like Saturday or Friday or something like that.
That's ridiculous.
They couldn't get their money. And Olive O-L-E, but that's where the Quiznos is, sir. So if ever you want to go to Quiznos, just head on over to Ninja Town. And the place got a 2.5 star rating out of 5.
Of course. I think that with the Cameron Seafood, remember we were doing a review on that and all of them just was like, one. Listen, star.
When I read the names of the items here, I was like, is this where that Cameron's is that Nigel was talking about?
Well, the one I have is a little further up, but yeah, I mean, it's probably worse.
They got a Sakura Hibachi, PG Chuck's, Sweet Frog. This is a more updated Ross and a Bojangles. Yep, we are here.
Yeah, Bojangles. Yo, I went to that Bojangles once when I was in high school. I used to love them junks, right? Like Bo-Berry biscuits, them shits is like crack. And I remember I would try and hit on the lady at the junk. And mind you, she was young. She was like 18, right? And she was like, I was like, yeah, you free Friday or something? She was like, yeah, I got to find someone to watch my kids. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm in high school. You work at Bojangles. I'm good. Like, I need to, you by yourself, girl.
You are asking for a lot, lady. You are asking for a lot.
Bo-berry biscuits are good, but not that good.
I don't want that Bo-berry biscuit you got. Because you'd be Iverson Mall, my only real experiences with it was when I met this girl named Carmen. I met her at Black Planet. Carmen's name on Black Planet was like Bomb Mom in some number. So Carmen came to pick me up because I was a broke boy back in the day from Iverson Mall to good old Baltimore City.
Damn.
Drove me back to our house because I was a broke boy and an idiot. And Carmen had two kids and was pregnant at the time. And my simple ass is just enjoying it because Carmen got a fat old butt. And I'm just like, yeah. So that's where the great cookie is, because I had heard of it, but I was like, I had no clue where I was. But yeah. I was like, oh, Iverson Mall, I've heard of that before. No real concept of the kind of danger I was actually in.
Yeah.
But I got home in one piece, thanks to Carmen, luckily, the Bomb Mom.
About to say, because that could have been a child trafficking story right there.
A whole lot of different ways.
You were clearly away from home. Like, that's like a good hour drive.
Because Carmen was a lady of the night, as I learned later on. Like, oh, you do that. So who your baby daddy? Well, hope Carmen and her kids are doing great, but I'm sure there is a tragic story that has to go on with that. So you said to me pre-recording that you were interested in some things, sir.
I am. So I had a snow cone. It was like, which I'm a judge her a little bit. So she was like, yeah, you heard of Temu, right? No, she's like, I know you heard of Temu. And I was like, what do you mean I heard of Temu? Temu is apparently a website where you buy cheap shit, right? Mm-hmm. Or cheap stuff with, I mean, I've definitely seen like a Philips Sonic brush, but it was called like Yaya. And I was like, oh, it was only $12. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll buy Yaya. So I'm judging Snowco because she said, I know you heard about it. Like, I was supposed to be a broke, you know, I'd be buying broke shit. But I will be. So she's right. But whatever. So I've been on there all day looking up shit that I see on Etsy every day. Like, Bama's will have this shit. Like you'll get it for $1 and you see it on Etsy for like 80. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I might need to do an Etsy account. Like, who knows? Like, right. But yeah, I am going to buy some nonsense from there and see what it's like. I have a couple pendants. I saw Johnny Five on there. I'm gonna get some figurines. I might even buy some electronics. I seen a drone for like $20 and it looked official. Came with a remote control with a screen on it.
I feel like everything made there has spy technology in it.
Oh, and yeah.
China is definitely using these devices to triangulate positions and talk to one another and send information back to the Republic of China.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anything that has to connect to the internet because I don't want my internet out there. I also plan on using a Visa gift card to buy my purchase. I will send it to my house. I mean, I can't avoid that. I'm not going to send it to my mom. I don't want that type of smoke. But yeah, I'm pretty much going to order it and try to not have any technological. I'm only looking at the website on my phone. Like, I only want to connect it to my network.
Got it. So you mentioned Temu. I heard of it, but I wasn't familiar with it. But I thought, let's look and see what people have to say about Temu products. So I'm going to share my screen. We're going to watch a video from JC, and it is spelled J-A-Y-C-E-I, because he is original. And he has a Temu review of a diamond chain and bracelet.
Yeah, I seen a couple of these joints. I'm like, yo, I just know they about to make my neck itch, yo.
Let us see.
Man, what's good? It's awesome boy, JC the Lion, Gary the King of the Jungle. Back again with another video.
Did you see the production quality? My guy blew up the screen and then swiped it over.
Yeah.
All at his dining room table. My guy.
Oh, call my intro, bro. Like, I've been saying it and I never made my intro, bro. What's wrong with me, bro? gonna come up with my intro though. But if y'all read the title, man, I got a Team U bracelet and chain review, man. I got a bracelet and I got a chain, you know what I'm saying? But let me go ahead and get it out, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a second, sir. Could you see that clearly?
I didn't see what it said.
It looks like a cereal prize. It's a
It does. It looks like some shit you get out of like the dollar store or Rainbow.
Yes, sir.
Why is this bracelet so tight though?
My brother had bought me this, you know what I'm saying? On Team U. I don't even care if it's fake.
Oh, it's fake.
I'm gonna move like it's real, you know what I'm saying?
My God.
Wait a second, player. Wait, we gonna like, fast forward.
Yo, get better audio, bruh.
Yes, sir.
Yo, why, yes. All this hand, wait, they cold?
Man?
What's going on, you?
What is that?
Oh,
my brother, he bought me this.
My like brother, said, brother.
2 years on there.
Bruh.
Yeah, they can modulate this audio a lot better.
So ski.
I think it's backward. Is it backward?
Type shit. Hey, just the hard though. You know what I'm saying?
Why do they keep rubbing their hands?
No, no love.
You know what I'm saying? Get sturdy. Hey. 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 Since shots make him get back. All that chit chat chit chat.
Hey. Young fellas, no older than 25 between the two of them. No older than it. And you know, you feel good when you buy things. And I'm not judging these people, except I am judging these people.
Oh, I'm judging.
But the dancing for putting on admitted fake jewelry is a bit much.
It is.
It is a bit. What are they shooting for here? Like, what do they want out of life? Maybe they'll tell us.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at this, man. Like,
that is so goddamn.
You know what I'm saying? Let me.
Oh, he's still dancing. He's still dancing.
Whoa! Oh my God!
Did we get to more dancing?
Like, nigga, you gay?
No, no! Whoa, what's wrong with this dude? What's wrong with this dude? Man, but as I can see by the charm, though, like, look at the charm. Look at the charm. It says no love.
Yo, this shit looks like a die cast pin. So it says no love, and it's got like a heart, and it's supposed to be a crack in the heart, but it looks like a lightning bolt. So if you ever get like a pin that you will wear on your clothing or whatever like that, but you get a die cast one that's like lead or whatever, some steel, and then they like paint the edges and stuff like that, and that's what the jewelry looks like.
No, it does.
It looks like it's painted. So what do you want to order from Timo?
Now I need to buy this necklace. I mean, honestly, I plan to buy a pendant, which I know is going to be cheap.
I'm
going
to the website, bro. We're just going to see it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, like, for example, one of the ones I was looking at in my fraternity, I like, I guess, like, it's pretty much going to be like a number letter. But
they offer free returns within 90 days, free shipping on all orders for the next 10 hours and 45 minutes. Which means every time you reload the page, the countdown should not go down. So it says 10:45 and 20 something seconds. Let's see what happens when I reload. It's probably cached. Yeah, it's cached. Oh, you can get a Super Mario.
For $3.
Mustache for $3. This is just on the main page, people, for you listening and not watching on YouTube. But if you were watching on YouTube, you could see me scroll on the internet right now. Mm-hmm. They are almost sold out of the Super Mario cap and mustache. And it has an M and L. So when I was a couple years ago invited to a costume party and I dressed up as Mario, it did not have an M on mine. So Nintendo, this is a licensed Nintendo product here on Timo.
Yeah, technically. We look at that M though. The M stretched.
It's a different font used. Okay. So we have a number of different categories, right? So let's see. Where would you like to shop?
It's electronics or something.
Electronics. So we have electronics as a whole. First thing, 3-speed air cooling fan. And it has an image of a fan blowing Christmas out of that motherfucker because it looks frosty.
Mm-hmm.
14-16. How do you even get this price?
I don't know, but it's cheap.
One portable air conditioner, household, small, air cooling, office, portable air conditioner, comma, three-speed air cooling fan humidifier. It's a humidifier too, comma, five household appliance humidifier nozzles, seven colors, night light adjustable, at-will cool portable fan, school supplies, perfect gift for birthday, Christmas, or fishing, camping. That is in the headline of, this is the part where you would it would name the device. This is what it is. Everything I just read is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Color green.
Pictures of it too.
Got
very good product. Actually reviewed it.
Okay. Okay. Very, very refreshing. I thank Timu for his passion with me and thoughtfulness.
Okay. Somebody was fucking the website.
That's a little personal. Let's see what else we can get. There's another little air conditioning device. High suction vacuum cleaner. Let's go with this one.
Yeah, I would get this.
Multi-purpose vacuum cleaner, 3-in-1 vacuum cleaner, vacuum cleaner, a home computer vacuum cleaner, car-mounted vacuum cleaner, high suction vacuum cleaner. It said vacuum cleaner at least 7 times here. So it must be a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
It has 12,000 PA, whatever that means, units.
Yeah, I guess.
Looking for a review for being.
And somebody took a picture of their foot.
Thumb. But they're going to show. They're going to show them vacuuming. For being a small little vacuum, I'm amazed how great it works. It was already charged. Love it. Love it. Glad I bought two of them. I will keep it in my car, but one in the house was a great idea. Vacuum works great. Useful for my car. It has many accessories. And if it grabs enough dirt and dust at the moment you use it, it has many accessories. And if it grabs enough dirt, what is happening here?
I don't know.
What is happening here? I would like to look up one more Timu device. Can we go to a different category? I will select a different category. I will go lawn and garden, and I will look for watering equipment. Tons of hoses. Oh, this is a different one. Effortlessly water your plants. Two-piece automatic flower watering device for indoor and outdoor potted plants.
That's
great. For those of you listening here on your DSPs, what I just described was an IV bag for your plants. It is hung up on some metal rod, stuck in the pot, and the drip is in the soil, where you just put water in a dripping bag, and for $5.39 instead of $13.49. You can get a two-piece effortlessly water your plants with the automatic water device. And if we look at reviews, we have none. Love the design, but it leaks, but they still gave it 5 stars.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's a good idea.
I don't know about this Timu stuff, man. I don't know.
I know it's going to be garbage, Joe. I'm going to spend $20. And that's all I'm going to buy, yeah. $20 worth of shit.
I mean, it's free shipping for the next 10 hours, so you're good, man. You can get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wait for the next sale. I feel like they have those sales pretty often.
I feel like that's just what is on the site every day.
As soon as it expires, it's like, sale! It
starts over. Yep. Starts over. It's like the price point's so weird. Like, how do you sell something at $4.16?
Oh, like, they even have stuff on there for like a penny. Like, it's really, like, it's random. Like, and I'm like, all right, let me look. I'll buy like little stuff like a Johnny Five. Like, I mean, I would buy that in real life, but I wouldn't pay $50 for it. But if I could spend $4 for it, yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, it seems like a good deal. This seems like something I would find at a thrift store.
I feel like the plastics are hazards. So
probably.
You should like wear
too much sun, and then all of a sudden I pass out.
You should absolutely wear a respirator when working with Timu products outdoors, because it's gonna be bad, sir. It's gonna be bad. No, but right. I don't have anything else other than to issue you caution for your orders that are coming in the future. But you must share them with us once they
arrive. I want to do it just because I want to see. Because I really was actually like, let me buy some cheap shoes and like get them like painted, right, or do something with them. But I'm also okay with not
doing that.
Yeah. I mean, cause my thing is like, I know, but see, like they only go up to like size 11, and I'm like, sizes in international countries is different. Right. And I've ordered like a triple X and it's gotten there and I could barely put it on my foot. Like you're saying, like I've seen stuff come small. So I'm like, I'm kind of worried about getting a size 12. Cause is it going to be a 12 or is it going to be a 10? Like there's other measurements in those shoes. If you ever look at it, it says US 12, like Hungaria 48, like, or something, like it's definitely different. So we'll see.
Well, good luck, sir. I wish you the best, but I think I'm going to wrap up today's episode of the Don't Judge Me podcast. This has been episode 177. And again, if you say it in Spanish, you just say it the same way, add an O and say it louder. So thank you to the jury members, because the preceding actions have been arraigned correctly and our judgment is final. However, if you want to provide different input or share an agreement, please reach out to us during the following methods. Yes, what I just said. You can email us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. You can hit the voicemail at 410-834-1562. Or you can hit up Sir Nigel on WhatsApp, aka his House of Wave Files messaging system, at Don't Judge Podcast. Remember, enjoy life and do whatever you want with that life, just as long as you don't judge me for judging you.
Yeah. Mind you guys about our Instagram and X and Twitter at Don't Judge Pod. Slide through, give us some comments. Maybe tell me what you bought from Temu. Besides that, have a lovely rest of your day and we'll catch you next week.
Next week, bitches. I stopped the live stream early, but I didn't stop the recording. Button pressing. Anyway, sir, I'll catch up with you later, mate.
Yes, sir. Later. See ya.